So when the Meraglim are sent, they were all tzaddikim at the time that they went. It says, Kulam Anoshim, Rosh Ebenei Shal Hemar. So if they were all upright and upstanding people, so the question is, why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu found it necessary to change the name of Hoshea Binun to Yeshua? It says, Ela Shmosan Hashem Esher Shalach Moshe Al-Soros, V'Krem Moshe Hoshea Binun Yehoshua. And so right here on the spot, what does it say? He called him Hoshea Yehoshua. So Rashi says in his Palav, Akar Yoshiachim Yatzis Meraglim. Gemorin Sota, the Medrash Tanchuma. So the question is number one, is if they were all Anashim, why did Hoshea need a name added to protect him? And if adding a name or changing a name could protect someone, why did Moshe do it with all of them? He clearly knew what was going to happen. If he was already changing Yeshua's name, he knew what the outcome was going to be. So I believe Chofetz Chaim al Torah mentions an interesting approach. When they came back, the spies, so you don't see that Yeshua was able to advocate forcefully for Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, he was kept quiet, whereas at least Kalev, it says Vayas Kalev, that Kalev, he was able to silence them, that he took the approach, he said, Rose Rakzeh Asol Ben Amram, not just this, did the son of Amram do, and others in a very denigrating way. He said, Hotzianu Mitzrayim, Koralanu Sayam, you know, he took us out of Egypt, he split the Reed Sea, he called the manna to come down, he gave us the Torah. So you see that Kalev was able to go against them, whereas Yehoshua not. So the answer, says Chofetz Chaim, is there are two approaches to confronting evil. You can go along with people. Yeah, I agree. And then when the time comes, you'll speak your own mind, which is dangerous. I mean, it could be that you'll by repeating something verbally, you'll accept it. It'll go in by you. And then there was another approach, and this is, I don't agree with you. You're wrong. Stop it. So it says that those are the two different approaches of Kalev and Yehoshua. That Kalev was going along with people, so they thought that he agreed with them. And only Yehoshua disagreed with them, and Yehoshua was very forceful about it. As a matter of fact, it says when they were taking the fruits, they pulled out their swords and say, either take this or you will kill you on the spot. So it's not that when Moshe added a yud to Hoshea's name, it was to protect them from agreeing with the Meraglim. It was specifically to protect them from the Meraglim, that while he was in Eretz Yisrael, they shouldn't kill him. So this was the idea of the yud, of adding the yud. It didn't have anything to do with what he would report or not report. It had to do with him being saved from the Meraglim. And so that's something that we all have to keep in mind, that many times we need extra protection when we're willing to stand up for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, but that's irrelevant. The fact is just as the yud didn't change who Hoshea was, but it gave him internal strength to bring out his internal tendencies, we need to do that ourselves today, to stand up to all the enemies of Israel, wherever they are, or whatever their cause is. We need to be strong and stand up to them so that we should eventually enter into Eretz Yisrael.